absolutely shocking what has happened here again. And I mean, let the Kennedy Glentys Road at Glens Folly National School, where once again the flooding has occurred there. It has come down the road and has ripped the side of the road, it's ripped the pipes up, and I mean, the road's an absolute mess there. The road is blocked. I have been in contact with the Donegal County Council on road maintenance as well this morning, and they're currently on site addressing this issue. But listen, I had the executives out there, met me on site back in February when this last occurred, and they gave me a commitment at the time that they would put bigger pipes in that was able to hold the capacity of water that comes down off the hills there above the road. And that's where the major issue is. The pipes there, they're too small. They can't hold the volume of water. And then the executives at the time, they committed to addressing this issue. But listen, this hasn't happened. And, you know, the people are, they're furious there. And to be quite honest, I'm furious myself, because it's simply not good enough. You know, these works, it seems to be going at a snail's pace. You know, it's not good enough. We need to get this addressed. We need to get bigger pipes in and put a more permanent solution in place here, because I believe that if a bigger pipe is put in on that side of the road, it will carry the water, and this will put an end to this that's grown now for a number of years. And, you know, that road there, it's, as I say, it's the main Letterkenny-Glentys Road, Yvar Dra, Handy Dunlow. And I mean, if emergency services had to get down through the other day, God forbid, if somebody needed them urgently, they wouldn't have got through. And, you know, that's something that thankfully hasn't happened, but it's only waiting to happen. And I've been in contact now with the council again to have this issue addressed as a matter of urgency. And I'll be meeting with them tomorrow as well. And listen, I'm going to leave no stone unturned this time to have this issue addressed as a matter of urgency.
So is this a case then that the council knew that this was a problem, the council knew that there was a potential solution that could be implemented, as far as you say, at least 7 months ago, if it was February, if that timeline is correct? So is this a case then that council in action, in effect, can at least partly be blamed for this happening? Because this is an issue that is a known issue, as you've said, and the solution's been known, the assessment's been carried out, so now the question has to be asked is, Why the works were not completed before September, the autumn time, and the arrival of bad weather?
Yeah, without a doubt, that's 100% correct. The council's fully aware of this. Like, as I say, I met with them on the ground, out at it. I pointed out what the issue was. I don't live that far from it myself. I'm only about a mile up the road, and I know exactly what the issue is, and the council is fully aware of it. They committed at the time to address it. They still haven't addressed it. And it's simply not good enough. We have residents down there between the top of the hill and down towards Glens Folly School, and they're still at this present time stuck in their homes where they can't get out, you know. And that's simply not good enough. We're in 2022 now, and I mean, these issues need to be addressed. You know, this slow pace of carrying out these major works that is a matter of urgency. It's simply not good enough, and it needs to be addressed. And as I say, Daniel, I'm not going to sit back and let this happen again. As time action was taken here, and I'm going to ensure this coming week that action is taken here, because, I mean, the chat maybe there that the funding's not available, but listen, we're going to have to source the funding somewhere and get this issue addressed sooner rather than later.